The key coaching skill is promoting events. It's quite simple. The more people you have at trainings and events, the more likely they are to become productive, the more likely they are to introduce people to the business. The quicker their business will grow, the quicker your business will grow. So there's a direct relationship between how well you promote events and how many people you have at events. And there's a direct relationship between how many people you have at events and how quickly and how big your business grows. So this skill of promoting events is absolutely critical. I want to share with you a few ideas on really mastering this skill of promoting events. Because it's not just about telling people that there's an event on and then hoping for the best. You really can influence their decision if you approach it in the right way, so as to get more and more people to events. The critical thing is to recognize that people have different personalities. And as you know, we work on four basic personality types. And I think it's important for everybody to realize what's in it for them. And the way they will approach the what's in it for them evaluation is, it depends very much on their personality type. So we need to bear this in mind when we are promoting events to the individuals in our team. This works with all events, but I'm going to use as an example the retail training that we've got coming up, because you could possibly promote this in different ways depending on personality types. Let me give you a few examples. So to a Sapphire personality type, what we'd be talking about the training is that it's great to hang out with everybody. It's great to meet up with everybody. There's a real sense of camaraderie. The trainings are lots of fun. You hear lots of stories about people, and you do a lot of networking, because these kind of aspects, these social aspects of the business, as you know, are really important to Sapphires. So yeah, we talk about what we'd learn, but we'd emphasize the social elements of these trainings, that, you know, we always go because we all go together and we're all part of a team. And so you're pressing these hot buttons, these social hot buttons with a Sapphire. If you're not clear, by the way, what different personality types are, then I'd recommend that you look at my video of the training that I did at the RE Success Day. You'll find it on my blog or on Facebook or on Vimeo or any of the places where I've got that video. So what about a Pearl personality type? Well, you'd be saying to them that it's all about learning how to look after their customers. With this retail training, you'll learn the things that will enable you to look after your customers all the better. You'll learn the way these products help so many people. You'll hear stories from people who have benefited from them. You'll be able to pass these stories on, which enables you to care for your clients a lot better. It'll also mean that you'll learn a lot, so you'll be able to train your people better, and you'll be able to nurture and coach your own team much better for having this knowledge. Notice we're not really talking much about the technical aspects of what we're going to learn. We're not really talking a huge amount about the social aspects, although we would share elements of that. It's more about what they'll learn, so they'll be able to do their job better, so they'll be able to care more for the people who are either customers or the people joining their team. Then we've got the Emeralds. And we'd be talking to the Emeralds in a way that it's about what they'll learn, because they'll learn all the facts and the figures behind the products. They'll get masses of information that they won't be able to get anywhere else. They'll take loads and loads of notes, because this is information that's coming from people that often they don't get a chance to hear from. And so they'll be able to then package this information and relay it to the people who will become their clients. And so they'll be able to maximize their client base. Rubies, for example, you'll be able to say this is the training where they'll be able to develop expertise, so they'll be able to create massive sales, because it's about achievement for a Ruby. So it's about being able to create sales, being the best that they can be, building a biggest business. Often a Ruby might be saying to you, yes, but I'm not really interested about building a retail business. That's fine, you'd say to a Ruby, because I know you want to sponsor a big and productive team, but how are you going to train your people when they join? You need this information so you can train your people quickly. Somebody who's ambitious like you doesn't really want to be waiting another month or two for the next retail training to come around. You need to be working quicker than that. You need to have all this information at your fingertips so that you can pass it on to your team so that you can train your team up really quickly. So can you see how by thinking about different personality types, we can let an individual know what's going to be in it for them so they can make effectively a buying decision on whether to go to a training or not. A buying decision is you weigh up what's in it for me against what's the cost to me. Well, the cost is taking a day out. What's in it for me is that it's going to change my future, and this is how it's going to change the course of my future. So by focusing on personality types when it comes to promoting events, then you will get a much, much higher acceptance rate and a much, much higher booking rate on these events. It's really important to maximize your attendance at these events because it's really going to maximize the returns on your business. Hope that helps. Talk to you soon. Bye.